Good morning and welcome to your AI and K-12 news briefing for Friday, September 4th, 2026. I'm Sarah, alongside Eric and Lily. Today, two of the country's largest school districts pause student artificial intelligence, research highlights limits in AI assessment, and a fight over classroom tech lands in federal court.
Let's begin on the West Coast. Los Angeles Unified is restricting all students from using AI tools during the 2026 to 2027 school year. That is a full year pause, not a brief pilot freeze. An ad hoc committee has been assigned to develop recommendations and guardrails before students regain access.
New York City is taking a similar step, but with an age limit. NYC Public Schools announced a one-year moratorium on student-facing AI tools for students from 2K through 8th grade. That policy covers roughly 600,000 children across elementary and middle school grades.
Eric, looking at system leadership, what typically drives district administrators toward these blanket moratoria?
District leaders want clear policies and safety parameters in place before exposure happens. Freezing access lowers immediate risks while committees deliberate, though it leaves classroom teachers waiting on operational clarity.
That waiting period raises an obvious instructional problem. If students are barred from touching these tools for an entire school year, they are not learning digital literacy or how to evaluate AI outputs responsibly. Pausing is easy, but it does not teach kids good habits.
And measuring what students actually learn remains tricky for the technology itself. Research reviewed by K-12 Dive found that AI can evaluate certain aspects of student critical thinking, but it falls short on others. Automated evaluation is far from complete when assessing deeper reasoning.
What about AI tutors designed specifically for individualized academic help? Were they able to fill instructional gaps?
Not according to recent reporting from the 74. Tools like Amira and KhanMigo remain limited in practice. Researchers note low student uptake and express doubt about whether automated tutors can respond effectively when students encounter genuine learning difficulties. They may offer targeted practice, but evidence shows they are not replacing human teachers.
Which underscores the dilemma. Unproven tutoring tools and uneven assessment capability make district caution understandable. But a blanket ban without teacher training leaves everyone unprepared.
State policymakers are trying to establish formal guardrails of their own. Florida education bodies are advancing AI policy language that spans pre-K through college. Their framework includes safety standards and requires parent notification whenever a teacher approves an AI tool for classroom use.
That parental notification requirement stands in stark contrast to a legal dispute in Pennsylvania. In that state, families sued their school district in federal court after officials denied requests to opt students out of internet-based classroom tools. Parents in Florida may get advance notice, while parents in Pennsylvania had to file a federal lawsuit to push for an opt-out.
That lawsuit speaks to wider skepticism. A Century Foundation survey found broad voter concern across several school tech fronts. AI in classrooms, student data collection, social media, and phones during instructional time. Communities want explicit boundaries before new tech is adopted.
And translating broad rules into daily practice is often where policies break down. EdSurge reports that federal and system-level edtech guidance frequently stumbles when applied in actual classrooms, particularly if guidelines fail to account for younger learners or local district realities.
That disconnect between policy mandates and classroom reality is the critical takeaway today. When state frameworks or district moratoria arrive without actionable teacher support, schools get stuck in limbo. Pausing buys time, but only if leaders use that time to listen to educators and research.
The next few months will show whether these committees produce workable standards or simply kick tough choices down the road. Districts cannot pause forever while outside technology rapidly evolves.
That is where we leave things this morning. All reporting reflects verifiable developments as of September 4th, 2026. For Eric and Lily, I'm Sarah. Thank you for tuning in to your AI and K-12 news briefing. Enjoy your weekend and join us next week.